This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Iowa Attorney General's office says a Burlington police officer was legally justified in shooting and killing a Burlington man following a traffic stop this month. The announcement comes as new details emerge about the shooting. Iowa Assistant Attorney General Scott Brown says Officer Chris Chipriz was confronted by a direct and deadly threat and acted objectively reasonable under the circumstances. Chipriz was training fellow officer Joshua Rifle on October 1st. Rifle had been on the job just 21 days. They pulled over a vehicle driven by 27-year-old Marquise Jones. The report from the AG's office says Jones was pulled over for loud music. He ran from the officers as they exited their vehicle. The report says there were three active warrants for Jones's arrest. When Jones ran, Chipriz took off on foot while Rifle tried to cut off Jones with his vehicle. Rifle and Jones eventually got into a struggle. Rifle says that's when he saw that Jones had a gun. Jones ran away again. Chipriz and Rifle told him to stop and drop the gun. Chipriz then fired 7 shots at Jones. Jones continued to run through a yard and into an alley before entering another backyard. Chipriz and Rifle again caught up to him. The officer said they did not know if he still had a gun. Chipriz said he observed Jones making a move with his hand, so he shot at Jones again. The officers provided medical assistance after that. Jones was pronounced dead at the hospital. An autopsy revealed Jones suffered 1 gunshot wound to the torso. That was the only shot that hit him. Chipriz was the only officer to fire his weapon. The Iowa Attorney General's office says no criminal charges will be filed against the officers involved and that it considers the case closed. The officers have been on paid administrative leave since the shooting. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.